Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
I love the way our community is solving problems and serving families. And we're talking to Nick Bodine from Central Church today on SOS Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Scott?
So you have like 25 different Christmas experiences going on across our valley between now and Christmas Eve night. I mean, you're hoping to bless like 15,000 under-resourced kids this year.
That's right. We have a huge calling on our hearts at Central, and that is to just partner with kids around the valley and just bring some hope into their lives. We call it our Hope for Kids initiative, and we were very intentional on that word hope because that's what we want to do is bring hope to these kids.
And a lot of these kids probably aren't going to have a Christmas unless someone in the community gets involved, and why not the church?
Yeah, that's right. We're partnering with under-resourced families to make sure that they're able to provide Christmas for their kids. We're partnering with God Behind Bars and helping reunite inmates that haven't seen their kids, some of them, ever. They're meeting their kids for the first time at an event that we're hosting called All is Bright, and they'll get to have a night with their kids, have a Christmas celebration with their kids, and kind of be the hero in the situation where they'll provide Christmas presents to their kids that have all been provided by and through the church.
We're helping kids not only with the gifts, but food and clothing. I mean, you think about Christmas break and the kids are off school for a couple weeks, and a lot of these kids are food insecure and they don't know where their next meal is coming from because mom and dad are working, or mom and dad are incarcerated, or a foster parent is around, but they're also working. And it's just like, our kids can get lost in the shuffle real easily.
Yeah, absolutely they can. And there's a real need there. I think all of us start to feel this need this time of year, and we start to see this need. I love when my kids start picking up on this need, right? You're always trying to pass on to the next generation, like just what this time of year can really mean, and that how fortunate and blessed they are. The other day, my daughter Cosette came walking down the stairs. She's five, and she has a couple ones that she found in a jacket pocket that she had. And she comes downstairs yelling, "I found Jesus money. I found Jesus money." So just the fact that she even said that, you know, immediately it was Jesus money. I wanted to explore that a little bit. So I said, "Hey, what does that mean, Jesus money? You found Jesus money. Tell me about that. Like, why don't you just want to keep that yourself?" And at first it was the answer of like, "'Cause we're supposed to give it to Jesus." I'm like, "I know that we've taught you, like, that's great that you've caught that you're supposed to give it to Jesus, but like, why wouldn't you want it to go get yourself a gift or yourself a present, a toy?" And she's like, "Daddy, because Jesus is more special than presents." And that's what it's all about, right? Not only providing hope for these other kids that are truly in need, but then our own kids that maybe aren't as much in need of physical things, that they get that just the hope that's found in Jesus himself outside of the gifts and the presents, and wants to provide that for other people.
We're talking about how we teach our kids about generosity. I mean, this is the perfect week, and we're talking with Nick Bodine from Central Church. I mean, you guys have like 25 different Christmas experiences going on with your different campuses just around this valley. I mean, 12 of these alone at the Central campus in Henderson.
Yes, exactly. It is a crazy time of the year, but at the same time, this is what we're in it for. We absolutely love it. Between now and Christmas, we'll see over 50,000 people in the valley alone walk through the doors of our churches. And we don't take that lightly. We take that as a huge calling on our church to meet people right where they're at and introduce them to this baby that was born, but no ordinary baby, a baby that brought hope into this world.
As you've been digging into all the Christmas carols that your daughters have been singing this year, I mean, what's the one that's grabbed your heart this year as you've sort of been preparing yourself to explain, you know, gosh, this is good news. There's great joy, this whole idea of Emmanuel, that God is with us in Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the line that keeps coming into my head is "all is bright, all is calm." This time of year, I feel like that just keeps resonating in my head, not for the sense of like an optimistic way. I feel like a lot of times, and a lot of like well-intentioned nonprofits and organizations try to bring optimism to people this time of year. But when we say like all is bright, what we're trying to say is like, hey, there is hope in the future. Biblical hope is different than optimism. Optimism is a circumstance Absolutely. In someone's life, right? And looking at the best of that circumstance, where hope is transformation. It's found in a man whose character time and time again throughout the Bible is represented as something we can build on and is concrete, and therefore is hope for each one of these families, individuals' future. So that's the phrase this time of year that I just keep trying to let resonate in my own heart, that all is truly bright because we can hope in Jesus.
We're celebrating this whole season of generosity between now and Christmas on SOS Radio. We're talking with Nick Bodine. He's one of the pastors at Central Church. And you have about 25 different Christmas experiences going on between now and Christmas here in the Valley. But generosity is a core value of your church. You're looking to bless 15,000 under-resourced kids with gifts and clothes and food this week.
That's right. This week alone, 15,000. We truly see ourselves as like generosity has to like live in our hearts. That generosity is a calling on the church. Generosity is looking outside of ourselves, trusting in God. And so many times what we try to teach is that generosity isn't found in like, the important part isn't giving to a church. Like we feel like when people give at Central that you're giving through the church, but you're ultimately giving to Jesus saying, hey, I trust in you to have an impact on the lives of the people in need in this valley. And then we see that as a real responsibility for us as the church to show up in this valley, to go to the valley to influence it, right? We need to go to people. We need to bring encouragement. There's a quote, encouragement costs nothing to give, but is priceless to receive.
Yeah.
And so we look for every opportunity that we can just to bring encouragement to this valley and get outside of our walls.
Have you seen your daughters, Nick, catch generosity in a deeper way these last couple Christmases?
This time of year, we've got a lot of work on our hands just to prepare for these big events. And
yeah.
What I love to see in my girls is that they show up just to work right alongside dad. We always give them the opportunity, hey, you can stay home tonight, get your homework done, get in your routine, do some things, watch some Christmas movies, or you could be up at the church preparing these toy shopping areas for other kids or helping decorate. And they always choose the church, and not because it's just like a moment to hang out with dad or they love just being at the church, but they truly do see the need and they come to our events where these other kids are showing up that don't have a lot. They see their faces light up. I love 2 years ago, my oldest Avery, she got to see for the first time just like how much joy these nights where we get to serve these families really brought to these kids' faces and just how excited they were. And since then, she's wanted to be a part of it every single year. And I just love that. I love seeing them catch that.
Yeah, Avery has the scissors and the tape and the wrapping paper roll. And she's
right.
First in line like, let's do this.
That's right.
Let's wrap
exactly
these gifts.
Right. That's absolutely right.
Did you know that one of the largest food pantries in Nevada is led by Central Church? We're actually talking to Nick Bodine, and he's one of the pastors at Central Church. And you have a care team that's helping families bounce back after job loss, fight through hunger, and battle an addiction, Nick. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, just this month alone, December, we'll help 10,000 different individuals, whether it's through providing food for the under-resourced that just don't have access to great nutrition during the week, or you know, kids and families in need that need to be reunified for the first time, never even met their parents, or it's been years since they've seen their parents and have this Christmas moment. Or for some, it truly is walking through our doors this month alone. The holiday season seems to bring this on, where it's depressed, it's anxiety, it's addiction, and just all that we're able to do to help break these addictions, to help bring some hope into their lives, some joy, and just find purpose again, find meaning, restore marriages. This
yeah.
time of year seems to be hard on marriages. And it's just amazing the opportunity being in this city, a city that we love so much, that we're passionate about. Just being able to be really a hospital to help people, right, that are sick and in need. And we see that calling on our life to be ready for anyone that walks through our doors.
Yeah, it's so interesting when you talk about generosity, you try to teach generosity, you try to shepherd other people as a pastor towards generosity. It's funny how God gets a hold of your own heart. And you start by thinking like outwardly focused, and then next thing you know, your kids are asking questions and your wife is asking questions, and you realize God's maybe challenging us to do something. When you think about the Christmas story, what's God been challenging you with this year, Nick, when it comes to generosity?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest challenge for Laura and myself, and even the kids. The kids have this app on their phone that they're able to get their allowance transferred in, and they have their own little debit cards, right? So like week after week, when it's just in their bank account, they don't realize how much is in there until they'll ask me one week, and they're surprised at like how much money they have. And this year, we sat down and just said, okay, what are we going to do above and beyond as a family this year? Before we even buy any of our own gifts, like what are we going to give to Jesus? And of course, we feel a call in our lives to tithe in the biblical sense of a tithe all year long. But when it comes to this time of year, we want to go above and beyond, like to present an offering right to God through the church. And what I love is as we sat down to really figure out like what was going to stretch us, right? Like we don't ever want to be complacent. We do want to be stretched. Like we don't ever want it to be easy or just, yeah, like stretch us, God. Like what stretches us here? And talking to my kids just about like, okay, you have this much, how much do you want to give to God? And just watching them, the three of them, as they're discussing together in group, right? And holding themselves accountable, how they kind of each kept pushing each other a little further up and like how much they wanted to give. You know, they didn't want to be outdone by the other. They felt the need to where all three of them ended up saying like half of their allowance that they had accumulated was going to go back to. And I just love that they got there on their own. But as a family, now Laura and I felt like, well, if our kids are being challenged, like we need to be challenged by our kids, right? And so we felt the need to even up our gift this year. So it's just special doing it as a family and really watching God stretch all of our hearts.
Yeah, and what's cool is your kids get it because they're in public school and they see all the other kids that don't have the same clothes and sometimes don't have the lunch there. And it's not that they forgot it at home. Sometimes the food's just not there.
Right.
Or they go home and they're not able to play on the same soccer teams that our daughters play on because their parents just don't have $150 to pay for that this season. And they see that and they say, I want to give back. And they're doing that through Hope for Kids this Christmas.
Right. Absolutely. They're doing it. I think so many of us, if we just look at the needs around the valley, a kind of mass need that kind of makes us all a little bit shut down sometimes and get numb to like, well, what can I really do to help the largeness of this problem? And what I love that they've picked up on is like what you can do for one that you can't do for everyone still has a giant impact. Like it all starts with each of us just really feeling the call of like, hey, what I can do for one person, although it might not solve how big this problem is, when we all do that, we get closer to eradicating hunger, to reuniting families, to bringing health to this city that I know we all love. And we truly do become Vegas strong at that point.
A gift of $47 can change one kid's life forever. You could actually step up and serve one of those. Would you be one of those today? 15,000 kids is the need this Christmas in our valley, Nick.
Yeah, that's right. And as a church right now, we're over halfway there.
Nice.
I think we're right around 8,300 kids. But it'd be amazing. You know, we don't want to leave every child that we're trying to help has a name, and every name has a story, and every story needs Jesus to intersect in that story. And so we don't want to leave one kid off that 15,000 goals. So the URL is hopeforkids.gift. That's hopeforkids.gift. And if you go there, you can sponsor a kid at $47. And when you're sponsoring a kid at $47, you're radically changing a kid's life for eternity.
It's going to make it a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's right.
Well, thanks for coming in today, Nick.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Thanks for this opportunity and Merry Christmas.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.